Okay, got it. All right, good afternoon, everyone. Happy Friday. We are grateful that today is the day that the good Lord has made, and I am rejoicing and I am so glad for Friday. I don't know about you, but I am. We're going to get right into the word on today, but before we get into the word, I need everybody's undivided attention. I don't need you to have any distractions. If there's any distractions, I need you to get to a place where you will not have any distractions because I really need for you to listen to this word. And also, I need for everyone to have access to a mirror. If you don't have access to a mirror, if you have your cell phone, I need for you to turn your camera on and put it on selfie mode. You don't have to look at it right now, but I just want you to be prepared. But let us pray over today's word. Father, we thank you and we honor you, God, for your many blessings. We thank you, oh God, for breathing into us and allowing us to be together yet another time to love on you, to appreciate you, and to hear a right now word from you. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you will speak through me, God, and that you will allow the words that I speak to glorify you and that it will penetrate the hearts of those who will be listening and not only penetrate the hearts, but that they will also have a changed heart and changed mind. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's word of inspiration's title is in a form of a question. And the question I want to ask you today is, what are you reflecting? What are you reflecting? Let's look at a very familiar passage of scripture found in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and we call it the love chapter, those of us who are familiar with it. Again, that's 1 Corinthians 13. And I'm going to be reading in your hearing verses 4 through 8, and then possibly verse 13. But today I'm going to read a different version. I usually read from the New International Version, but today I want to read 1 Corinthians, I'm sorry, 13, verses 4 through 8 from the Amplified Bible. Again, today's word of inspiration is, what are you reflecting? In other words, whose image are you reflecting? Think about that. Again, 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verse 4, and the Amplified Bible says, love endures long, it is patient and kind. Love never is envious nor boils over with jealousy. It is not boastful or vainglorious, does not display itself haughtily. It is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. It is not rude, unmannerly, does not act unbecomingly. Love, God's love in us, does not insist on its own right or its own way, for it is not self-seeking. It is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Verse 6. It does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. Love bears up under anything and everything that comes, is ever ready to believe the best of every person. I want to read that part again. Is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. Verse 8, love never fails, never fades or becomes obsolete or becomes to an end. That's what I want to read, verse 8a. I thought I was going to, let's go on verse 13. And so faith, hope, love abide. Faith, conviction, and belief, respecting man's revelation to God and divine thing. Hope, joyful and confident expectation, eternal salvation. Love, true affection for God and man, growing out of God's love for and in us. This is God's word for today. What are you reflecting? That's the word of inspiration on today. What are you reflecting? And in other words, whose image are you reflecting? When we look at Genesis, the first chapter in verses 26 and 27, it tells us that God made us in whose image? In his image and in his likeness. So no matter what race, no matter what color or creed, we are God's mirror image in the world. And God's image is what? God's image is love. When we look at John 3:16, it tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And there's something special about love. We just read 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verses 4 through 8 and verse 13. And in these scriptures, we found out what love is. What is love? When I look at it in the New International Version, it says here that love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. It keeps no record of wrong. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects. That's what love is. Love always protects. Love always trusts. Love always hopes and always perseveres. Love never fails. And I wonder what would happen if everyone everywhere were committed to making themselves to be a better person, committed to be more loving, committed to be more friendly, committed to be more focused and forgiving and more spiritual and understanding, committed to be more patient, more. I wonder what would happen if we were a reflection of love. And I'm reminded of one day when just recently where I entered a room of people that I knew and they knew me and they proclaimed to be Christians. And when I walked in the room, none of them spoke. I just looked like I guess I was invisible. So of course, you know, I'm going to speak. And when I spoke to them, they were a little standoffish and it bothered me. I'm going to be very honest with you. It bothered me. It bothered me because two reasons. They proclaimed to be Christians. So why are you acting this way? And another reason was, what have I done? Which I know I haven't done anything to them. And I was reminded of how not everyone is going to love you the way that you deserve to be loved. Not everyone is going to like you the way that you deserve to be liked, whether they are Christians or not. And this particular word of inspiration really inspired, or what happened the other day inspired this word of inspiration, or reminded me of this word of inspiration. It also reminded me of the fact that how uncomfortable I was. I was very uncomfortable in a place that I should not have felt uncomfortable, but I was. And then it reminded me of 1 John 4 and 8. It says, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. May we be a reflection of love in our words, in our actions, in our responses. I'm reminded of Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 44 through 45. It says, but I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you. That part right there is hard, but we can do it. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. So no matter how those individuals made me feel, when I got into my car, I began to pray for them. I had to, because my desire is to walk in love at all times. no matter how someone treats me, no matter how someone may misuse me, no matter how someone will take advantage of me. So it is important to me that I show love. And so when I got in my car, I began to pray for them. And I'm reminded of 1 John, the 4th chapter, verses 20 through 21, where it says, if someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, who he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother. May we be a reflection of love. May we be a reflection of love. Just like we said in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, the verse 13 says, and now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is what? It's love. Remember something here. I want to remind you that it's not our job to fix people, but it's our job to love them even when they are broken, even when they don't love you. It's not our job to fix them or correct them. It's our job to love them. It's our job to be a reflection of love. It's our job to forgive. It's our job to show compassion. It's our job to go an extra mile for someone. It's our job to give to the poor and the needy. It's our job to let go of the negative attitude. It's our job to bridle our tongue and tame this pink tornado. Be a reflection of love. But how can we be a reflection of love? We can be a reflection of love by walking in his word and developing a prayer life. Understand, as you develop your prayer life, as you pray, the first person he's going to reveal is who? Yourself. So let us also ask our Heavenly Father to change us to be more like him, and then do everything within our power to change ourselves for the better. How do we change ourselves? By listening to what God is telling us about ourselves. So my prayer is that our Heavenly Father will not only make this world better, but that he will help us to make our hearts better. As I end today's word of inspiration, I just want you to pull out your mirror. For those of you who were on at the beginning of the word of inspiration, I wanted you, if you have a mirror, to pull out your mirror. If you don't have a mirror, take your cell phone, put it on photo or on the camera mode, and put it in the selfie mode so that you can look at yourself. And as you're doing that, I want to share these words with you. So I'm going to give you a minute to get you either a mirror or put your phone on selfie mode so that you can actually look at yourself. And while you're looking at yourself, I want to share this with you. We all are united in creation. And as God made us in his image and his likeness, no matter the race, no matter the color or creed, we are God's mirror image in the earth. So let this truth unite us even now. That is, we are all united in creation. And since we are made in his image, in the image of God, and his likeness and the likeness of God, and if we are God's mirror image in the earth, my question to you is, what is your image reflecting? As you look at yourself, what is your image reflecting? Is your image reflecting love, or is your image reflecting hate? What is your image reflecting? When you look at yourself, I pray that you see love. You are an image of God. When you look at yourself, I pray that you see forgiveness. You are the image of God. When you look at yourself, I pray that you see patience. I pray that when you look at yourself, you see 1 Corinthians 13, 4 and 8. You see all that 1 Corinthians 13, 4 and 8 is. And if you do not see that, I pray that you will ask God to help me to be all that you created me to be, to walk in the reflection that you've made me to be in you. So when you look at yourself, I pray that you will see God, for you are the image of God. What image are you reflecting? That's today's word of inspiration. I pray that it has inspired you. I pray that it will allow you to examine yourself as it has allowed me to examine myself. I pray that we will walk in love, that we will walk in peace, that we will walk in forgiveness, that we will reflect the love of God. At this time, we're going to go and we're going to go into prayer at this time. And as we go into prayer, I just want us to take maybe 30 seconds just for a moment of silence and just meditate on his goodness. And let's get our minds and our hearts ready for prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, we come in your presence on today. Thank you, God. With love in our hearts towards you, with worship, with praise on our lips. God, you are holy. You are righteous. You are all sufficient. You are all knowing. And God, you are all powerful. And we come to you, God, with humble spirits, God, before you. God, bowing down before you, God, worshiping you on today, bowing our heads, oh God, in honor of you on today. Thank you, God, for all that you are. Thank you, God, because we honor you, Abba, Father. We honor you for being the true and the living God, the God of the universe. We thank you, God, for protecting us. We thank you for saving us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for delivering us from evil and even from ourselves. God, we thank you for redeeming us through the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And Father, we don't take that for granted. And Father, we say thank you. Oh, how we love you, God. We love you. We worship you when we adore you, when we thank you for allowing us to come together yet another Friday to love on you and to hear a word. God, today we seek you. We seek you, the God of love and the God of wisdom, God. We're not worthy, God, to either gather the crumbs, oh God, under the table, and yet your mercy and love, you picked each and every one of us, oh God. You picked us up because by your mercy and your love, you took us out of the miry clay, and you dressed us up in the robe of righteousness. And God, we say thank you. We're not worthy, but God, we say thank you. So Father, we praise you for your unconditional love, God, that you pour out on us, oh God, every day, God. New mercies that we see, oh God. Great is thy faithfulness. Thank you for your unconditional love. Help us, God, to walk in the love, and help us to be the reflection of love, oh God. We may not be able to love like you, God, but we know that our love can be better. So Father, help us to love better. Help us to love stronger. Help us to love harder. Father, this is my prayer in the name of Jesus. Help us to have the character that you want us to have, God. Father, help us to experience, oh God, your everlasting love, and help us, oh God, to be able to share what we experience through you, oh God. God, thank you for your loving kindness that has drawn us closer to you, oh God. May our love for one another draw them closer to you, oh God. May our love and may our us forgiving one another help to draw others closer to you, Father. This is my prayer on today. God, we stand on your word, oh God. Will you even tell us over in Mark the 11th chapter, God, I believe it's verse 24, that whatever things you ask and pray, believe that you receive them and that you will have them. So Father, we come before you on today, thanking you for answering our prayer. Thank you, God, for helping us to be the reflection of love, oh God, that we need to be. God, speak to us, God. Speak to us even in our sleep. Speak to us when it's quiet. Correct us, oh God. Help us to be all that you want us to be, oh God. God, maybe that there is someone, oh God, on this call on today who is in need of you, who's in need of experiencing love that they've never experienced. God, may they
they experience your love, oh God, that is pure, your love that is kind, your love, oh God, that is forgiving. May they experience the agape love that you show, oh God. May they experience the everlasting love, oh God, that you give to us. Father, this is my prayer on today. God, I pray for anyone, oh God, who may be listening on this call, oh God, or to the recording, who needs healing, God. I pray for the healing upon their bodies right now, oh God. God, maybe there is someone, oh God, who needs you as Jehovah Rapha, the one that heals, oh God, our great physician. God, I pray for their healing, God. There may be someone who needs a touch, oh God, a touch that only you can give. Sickness has attacked their bodies, and Father, we pray for healing and for strength on today, God. This is my intercessory prayer, God, on today. God, we stand on your word on today, and where your word tells us that you are the God that can do exceedingly and abundantly and above all that we can ever ask or think. And God, there's someone, oh God, that we are interceding for, oh God, somebody's interceding for, that I've been interceding for, who may be sick, who may be hospitalized. Father, I pray that you will touch them right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, oh God, that healing is the children's bread. Ah, thank you. Father, I pray right now, oh God, that you will touch and that you will endow them, oh God, with your spirit. May they feel your anointing even as I intercede for them, oh God. May they feel a warmth of your presence, Father, in the name of Jesus. Wherever they may be, may they feel your presence in their room. May they feel your presence in their hearts. God, this is my prayer right now. Father, I even pray for those who are grieving right now, Father. I pray for those who are dealing, oh God, with loss of loved ones or who have been smitten, oh God, with diseases and they're going through. Father, I pray, God, that you will strengthen them, oh God, that your strength would be made perfect in their weakness, that you will strengthen them, that you will comfort them, that you will be all that you need them to be. Father, give them peace, oh God. God, they need your peace. They need your strength. They need your power. God, we stand on your word, oh God. Jesus took our infirmities and bore our diseases. Father, we stand on your word where you promised that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you, God, delivered us out of them all. We stand on your word, God, where Jesus himself said healing is the children's bread. Father, we stand on your word, oh God, where healing is the children's bread, and it's our portion, God. It's our inheritance. So, Father, we say thank you. Thank you for our inheritance. Thank you. Thank you for our inheritance. Father, you are a God of grace and a God of mercy and compassion. And we say thank you. We honor you, oh God, for all that you have done. Father, I pray, oh God, for seasoned citizens, God. I pray for the seasoned citizens, God. God, I pray, God, I have a heart for them, oh God. God, you just touch my heart for them. So, Father, I'm praying, oh God, for those who are elderly, Father. I pray for their minds. I pray for their bodies. I pray for their spirit, oh God. I pray for every joint and every organ, oh God, to be in line as you created them to be, oh God. I pray that you will supply every one of their need. I pray that someone will knock on their door and say, what can I do to help you, oh God? I pray, oh God, that they will not feel alone, oh God, like they feel abandoned. Father, bring someone their way to show them comfort, to show them peace, to show them love. Father, I pray for the seasoned citizens. I pray for the elderly. God, right now in the name of Jesus, Father, if anyone is being neglected, any elderly are being neglected, I pray, oh God, that it will be revealed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hold them up, God. Give them strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're all going to be elderly if you keep us that long. So, Father, we want to make sure that we are loved and we are appreciated, that we too need to do the same, oh God, as we would want to be treated. Father, we thank you. We want to be that reflection of love, oh God, for all people, God. God, no matter what race, no creed, or what color, Father, for all people, for all kinds, young or old or babies or middle age, God, help us to be the reflection of love. And may we love the way that you created us to love, may we give the way that you want us to give to others, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we thank you for Pierce Insurance. We thank you, oh God, that they are a reflection of love. Yes, God, we thank you that they are a reflection of love and how they put you first, God, in their business. And because they put you first, oh God, that they are blessed. God, they are blessed with every type of blessing. God, we say thank you, for they are reflection of love. God, they reflect love to their employees. They reflect love, oh God, to those who are insured. God, we say thank you. Help us, oh God, as employees to be the reflection of love, oh God, to emulate you, oh God, and also to be a reflection of Pierce Insurance, oh God. We thank you for all that you have done and that you're going to do. Continue to order their steps. Continue to guide them, oh God. Give us direction and how you want us to, or where you want us to go, and what order our steps, Father, and open up the doors that you want us to walk in to, oh God, and yes, close the doors that would not be good for us, Father. But Father, we want to put you first, because you said in your word, in all of our ways, if we acknowledge you, that you will direct our path. So Father, they acknowledge you. Pierce Insurance acknowledge you. So God, would you direct their path, direct our path as employees. Touch everyone, oh God, who is connected on the line on today. Whatever their needs are, God, meet their need, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because you are the God that will supply every need, oh God, according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you and we praise you. And even as we leave, oh God, and separate ourselves through this call, be with us, God. Walk with us, oh God. Guide us and allow us to come together on next week. God, keep us, oh God, and speak to us and help us to be that reflection of love. Let us to do a self-examination. And God, we give you access to show us where we need to be corrected. We give you free access, because our desire, oh God, is to walk in the love, oh God, that you have given us. And this is my prayer on today. And we give you all praise and we thank you. It's in the strong name of Jesus we give you praise and say thanks. Amen and amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father.